Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Ranch Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, break in any time during emergency traffic. Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, good evening. KA3TFE, Kilo Alpha, 3 Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo. Old Bill here in Western Pennsylvania checking in through the Echolink. Over.
KA3TFE, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Ah, fine business. Hey, trick or treat. I'm a little late. Well, a lot of excitement. A lot of excitement here in Western Pennsylvania. Last Friday, the car quit going to work, so that entitled me to day off. And, of course, the car was all tied up in the shop all weekend. And then Saturday, I was asked to go up and help hunt for that missing guy up there in Marine State Park in north of Butler there. And what a confusion factor that was. But while I got up there, they found him, so I didn't have to do a lot of footwork. Anyhow, fall day here, I think we went up to 70. Wow, that's warm. And leaves are falling off the tree. It's been wet and damp and rains almost every day in some fashion. And with that good information, we'll give it back to you. Thanks for being there, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB through the Echolink, and we're listening. And good evening to everyone up there. Over.
All right. Well, we're getting similar weather up around here, too. So it's supposed to be real nice here for the week. We're getting up into the upper 60s. And, see what happens. All right. Thanks for checking in there, Bill. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. All right. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Bill.
KC2WI.
Fire VOW, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's three. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff. Everybody else there on the net, including a guy out there from Western Pennsylvania, got a temperature of 41 degrees on the mountainside. Had on and off sunshine today. Temperature range today was 40 to 54. It's 41 right now and dropping. And I'm looking forward to those nice days. I want to finish up the undercoating on the van, give it another undercoat. So, glad for those nice days in the mid to upper 60s that are coming. I think Syracuse is supposed to get up in the low 70s the next few days. Well, good for them. I like it a little cooler than that, you know, like more like here. Okay, so nothing too much else to report. By the way, they are waiting for the bed now for my mother for the nursing home, and probably sometime this week she will actually be brought to the Lewis County Nursing Home. So that's going to be in that's God's waiting room, like the doctor used to say. His definition of a nursing home is God's waiting room. So that's where we're at now. We'll say God bless, 73s and 2PFM clear.
Hi, George. Well, good luck. I know that's an ongoing battle there. So good luck with it. All right. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, what's going on?
KC2WI. Well, I spent a good part of today working on various procedures and programs and stuff for the upcoming national communications exercise with MARS and the interface with the HAMS to get county status information. We do a lot of messaging now as digital with military waveforms and it's basically allied, standard procedure, military procedures and message formats, and it's just, there's a lot of stuff, and it changes, I guess. Or we've gone from doing more simpler voice messaging to the digital stuff, and whatever, so. If I was getting paid for all this, I'd have enough. I like to say I have enough to buy a new car, but maybe a new radio. Anyway, so it's sort of invisible. Invisible volunteer work compared to like the volunteer firemen and EMTs and some of the other things. But and you don't. It may not. It's not needed as often, but it's a real major problem occurs, well, then the communications is going to come in handy. It was 56, I think, my thermometer said, but I think that happened fairly late in the day, because I had somebody come, I don't remember what time it was, and I ended up with a bunch of stuff out on the porch, because a couple people came in. Finally, I said, I got to get this stuff in. And I said, it's not too bad. I think I'll just set these two computers up out here because I don't have space inside. I'll put them on my work table. And it was working out there until probably 5 or something. It didn't seem too cold. It was actually nice to get out even though, it wasn't that warm. But I'm hoping to clear a little space somewhere in the next, Wednesday at least, when it's supposed to be the nicest day. And maybe just take the whole day. Which, of course, the whole day is until about 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, as far as being outside and, it's until it's dark, and just enjoy it. So that's what's going on here. KC2WI.
Well, Pete, I was waiting for you to say you were going to go for a swim in the river. I know how you like to get in there late in the season, but I think that would be a little chilly right now. All right, well, have a good one there. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bob, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, N5AOW. Good evening, Pete and George. Nice day today. It's just refreshing to have a little bit warmer day. I enjoyed that. Get out, and I got a few things cleared out. My little shed down there, I managed to get that trailer I had sold and one of the sleds. I got one left. And I got a couple of spare wheels out of the shed for that. Still in good shape, good for a spare, that's about it. They started to get a little weather checks on them, and one of the reasons why I put new tires and wheels on the trailer. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Did a little straightening up in the garage and came back up in the house. Got out with the dog a little bit, took the dog for a run, and we did get another dog, and been real happy with that one, Black Lab. Had a lot of fun with him. He's just getting used to us, and we're getting used to him, so working out pretty good. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Didn't have a whole lot really to report, but that was my day today. So back to net control, and 5AOW 73 to all.
All right. Well, good luck with the new dog. That's always fun, especially the last. They can be a ball of fire. All right. Well, thanks, Bob. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system. I'm not too sure if my friend Bill already got in ahead of me. I was in, not able to get in as quick as I'd like to tonight, but I finally made it through.
All right. Good evening, Kevin. Yep, we got Bill in here already. What's going on with you?
Hey, good evening, everyone up in the North Country, and to my friend Bill down in Warrendale, Pennsylvania, KD2FPM here. Yeah, it was a fight with my network trying to get in, and it wasn't being very pleasant with me, so eventually did make it in, obviously late, but late's better than not at all, I guess. So I got 43 degrees out here right now under clear skies. I haven't seen any effects of the solar flares, or just hinting that we might see some Northern Lights because of the recent flares that we've had here, so keep an eye out for that. Looks like we hit 63 here today in the Central Southern Tier, which is pretty nice, and I guess we're supposed to be in the mid-60s tomorrow, and it's supposed to be pretty decent right through Thursday, and I'm hearing a chance of rain Friday and then a cooling off to more normal temperatures, so I guess we'll take it while we can get it. So on that note, I'll say 7-3. I'll back out. KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right. Well, good luck with the star watching there, and let's hope for some warm weather. It looks like we're going to have a little bit here. So it kind of messes up my hunting season a little bit, but that's okay. I'll take it. All right. Thanks, Kevin. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? For myself, basically a work day all day today, and did you get the cabinets in today? Well, mostly done. Finished them up here in the morning. Kind of nice. Feels like the project's moving along. And that's about it, really. So, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'm now closed the Black River Valley Service Net, returning the frequency of radio to use. Let's thank Bill, George, Pete, Bob, and Kevin for checking in tonight. Space 73, is anyone listening in? It's KD2AIT, clear.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, Mr. Kevin James, good evening to you. How you been?
Well, hello, my friend. Yeah, not doing too bad here. KD2FPM, yeah, out here in the Central Southern Tier. I'm just kind of trying to get things rolling again and moving forward. I know I hadn't heard from you in a while, so I wasn't sure if you've been busy or preoccupied or had gone someplace and come back. So I was happy to see your call sign up there tonight. That's kind of cool. All right, I'll turn it back over to you.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, we had a car issue Friday. The car started okay, and then it stopped at 7-Eleven to get drinks. And I was on my way to work and pulled out of the 7-Eleven under the traffic light, and it started to shake. So it lost power, so pulled it across the highway, and it pulled it off the highway, and I called the foreman, let him know that I have a car issue. And it was one of them days, Kevin, where no students were in school, so I could do my work on another day. So I took the day off, drove the car to the garage, and let it sit there. Ended up being a coil pack. That's the second time they replaced this thing, and no charge at all for the service. And of course, I was ecstatic that I didn't have to pay a couple $100 in labor for a coil pack that I replaced in sometime in January. We just did some different things. I just took a break. Saturday was a sad thing. I explained to the guys on the net that I went up to look at what was called up to Range State Park, which is north of us here, about 30, 40 miles, and looked for that guy that drowned. And by the time I got there, they found him. Of course, he was in the water, and he perished. But that was sad, because I had to go through the family, go by the family to get into the building and come out. I have to keep my mouth shut. Can't say anything to anybody about anything about it till later on. But anyhow, that was my weekend, and I appreciate being missed. And I'm going to give it up to you on your final. Over.
K3TFB, this is KD2FPM. Yeah, it sounds like you really had a wild run there. So, boy, I guess you might need some downtime to recharge your battery. So, and speaking of batteries, I just picked up a new Baofeng UV5R radio. These things are so cheap. This one was under $30 delivered right here to my door. So, a couple of my buddies in the fire department, we decided to get them a couple of radios because we're short radios. So I wound up being the program guy, and I got these radios all programmed up using Chirp, and they're happy because they can at least use them on our frequencies that we have exclusive to the local fire department. Obviously, they're not being used for county communications. They're only being used for like us to do like fire police work and whatnot. So, very handy little tool, and of course, a quick lesson in proper procedure with them was very, very much planned in the works once they got the radios. No ham frequencies were put into their radios because we didn't want them on the ham stuff at all. So being very mindful of that and taking care of what we're supposed to. All right, my friend, I know you got to run, and keep in touch. I will say 7-3 and let you clear out. KD2FBM with KA3TFB.
KD2FBM, KA3TFB on final approach. Ha ha. Well, the Baofeng, that's how I pronounce it. Everybody that has one of them radios are happy with it. I just think it's the Chinese way of getting into our market. It's all programmable. You go out and you load the code to it, like a lot of the modern stuff today. Anything wrong with it and doesn't work, you reload the code to it. And, there may be some updates that come down the line that you reload code to it. You get the idea? A lot of the modern stuff I worked on in IBM in the final years, that's all we did to fix it, is load the code to it through the Internet. That's how they fix things in the modern world. Well, anyhow, enough said. Thanks for your interest. I wish you well up there, my friend. I wish you well in everything you do. And all you have to have is initiative. KA3TFB, going to sign off through the EchoLink system. I want to thank those up there in New York that allowed the EchoLink to come on to their repeater, and those who are responsible for maintaining it. They've done a per exemplatory job. a good hoe and rowing there, and indeed a good evening. KA3TFB 73, my friend, and we're clear.
This is KD2FBM. I will also be clearing this repeater through the EchoLink system, and as always, I say thank you very much for EchoLink on this repeater. It's much, much appreciated. Made a lot of good friends here on this repeater. It's very, very, very grateful. I'm very grateful, that is, for it. All right, hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 73 KD2FBM is clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
And 5 AOW, good evening, Jack.
KC2MVU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, well, the interference from Rochester is unreal tonight. Somebody's keying it up constantly or else there's a problem. But anyways, two of you guys, anyways, got it perfect. N5AOW, you came right through, no bad. And so did you, Ray, KC2NBU. And thank you both, I much appreciate it. So we'll try one more call here. This is KA2ZNZ for Octen. Looking for additional stations after the tail drops, please. Okay, very good. I guess I got everybody. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 12. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. Looks like another nice one coming up. A couple more of them, in fact. 7-3 to all. KA2ZZ.